Thanks to everybody for joining us again today for Bridging the Gap. And we're going to pick up where we left off today with County Road Foreman Gary West and Judge Executive James Anderson. Judge, I'll throw it over to you.
We're back again today with Gary West, kind of following up on some of the things we talked about in relation to the road department and try to give you all a little bit better idea of what that department consists of and what they do. And Gary, one thing, I guess we was kind of talking about funds and things yesterday, but one thing I think I've always tried to pride myself with my administration, and credit to all my department heads, they've been on board, is trying to increase efficiency and doing, like I said, I guess as funds dictate, more with less. And I think all of our departments have shown great strides in that. And in talking about some of those in regards to our road department, you know, we've got a very, I don't know that people are necessarily aware, despite the miles of roads we have, we only actually have five full-time people, including yourself.
So, yes.
You know, that's something, it hurts us in a lot of times, makes it more difficult to get things accomplished. But I think we're better positioned than a lot of counties. You know, a lot of counties our size will have 2 to 3 times that amount of employees. And that's good in that, you know, you can tear out and do things. But like I said, in the down season or when these our revenues are short, then it puts them in a bind, a lot of things, prevents them from getting necessary equipment or maybe paving the road miles or having to lay people off. So kind of just speak, having those five people, you know, has freed up a lot of money to put forth to the taxpayers to pave roads or to provide services. So, and one thing we have done to try to offset that a little bit, we do have 2 to 3 part-time people we use kind of seasonally, which doesn't, you know, bind us to insurance and retirement and things. But kind of how are you able to do the work you do with such a small amount of employees, I guess?
Well, you know, of course, the guys that work up there, they're tremendous. They do a wonderful job, and we just, what we do, you know, we do our regular maintenance, but like I said, we get calls, you know, a lot of times that emergency will come in, we'll have to put off what we had planned for that day to do what came, you know, like a emergency, a ditch running over the road or whatever, stuff like that, or a tile that needs put in, just like we'll get a call on a tile that needs put in, and I'll write it down. And I'll tell them, I always tell people that I'll try my best to get it by this date. But like I said, there's times that things comes up that you have to do. And you know, it may delay us a little bit. But we, like I said, they do a wonderful job, them guys do. I'd put them up against anyone.
I think one thing, you know, you take for granted, though, that's sitting in my seat. You know, the road department's not a department we have any drama. Everybody gets along.
Yep.
And like I said, I can't think of a time that our dispatch had to call them out that anybody's whined about having to come out. You know, they're always willing to come out or step up. And like I said, just not having to deal with, you know, the bickering, everybody gets along. They kind of know what's got to be done, and they work very feverishly to sure that it happens. One thing we didn't really touch on, Gary, you'd mentioned that you'd been with the county for 27 years. I guess it's always interesting to kind of look back in history. What's some of the changes you've witnessed, I guess, in your capacity at the road department over those 27 years? I mean, what kind of things did you have to do or have to work with then, and where are you at now?
I guess it's daylight and dark. I mean, when I first started on the road department, we had 2 dump trucks, 1 grader, 1 mowing tractor. It was a boom mower. And, I think we had 1 loader, a loader that, I mean, and all of it, I mean, they done the best they could do. I mean, I understand that, but most of it was wore out. We'd buy stuff at surplus at Frankfort that the state had turned in that they couldn't use no more. But now, I mean, we're better equipped than we've ever been at the road department. Our equipment's up to date. We've got a lot of new equipment. For instance, we've got internet now where we can email. I've got fax. Back then, that was unheard of. I mean, you could have mentioned internet, and why are you talking about internet? But I mean, and it's made vast improvements in that. We've got a huge salt bin now where we can stockpile plenty of salt. We don't have that problem like we used to have. We just had a small building back then, and it wouldn't hold but maybe 25 ton of salt. And if you got a big snow, a lot of times you'd run short on salt. before the event was over. We don't have that problem now, unless there's a shortage of salt at the supplier. But I mean, we've got new sheds. We built the garage, the big improvement to the garage. We've got it all insulated now, and new garage doors on it that's insulated. We've got a new heater and stuff. I mean, it's like I said, it's daylight and dark. Everything is improved so much up there, and it's all happened during James's during while he's been in office.
I'd like to thank you for that, but actually it's myself and the court, and then having a group. And I think, you know, a lot of times people see expenditures, but in all those expenditures, it's been with looking at it to see how it benefits our community and increasing efficiency. And like you said, you see a new building, you think, well, there's money spent on that. But what we're looking at it is we've got, like you said, we've worked to accumulate better equipment, yes, new equipment. We want to be able to protect that investment. Absolutely. And keep it. So I think and like I said, just looking good, you know, our people are we're representing them. And like I said, I think just the appearance, and y'all took pride in keeping the facility looking as good as it's much improved. But all these things have, I think, benefited the community. And that's what our goal has been, to provide the best service, yes, we could to the community. In looking at some of that equipment, though, when I think it really relates back to what we talked about, having the limited manpower by the equipment we've acquired and things, it's really allowed us to take those fewer people and be able to do more.
Yes.
And if you look at, that's what I said, if the equipment in a lot of instances is cheaper than the employee, you know, we give you all the tools to work with,
yes,
and it lets you do your job in a much more efficient manner. So that equates to better, safer,
oh yeah,
routes for our,
well, just like this, take for instance the two tractors we mowed with the back offset bat wing. I mean, used to when you mowed with the smaller mower, you'd have to make two passes on a row to get it mowed wide enough. With these, you make one pass, you go in and out, and you're done with that road. I mean, it's speeded things up. You're less time, you know, and you can do in 2 weeks now what it used to take 3 or 4 weeks to get mowed. I mean, it's a vast improvement.
One thing you kind of touched on, and I want to commend you on, that's been a big change, is kind of the technology we've incorporated into the road department. And, you know, it helps me and you text back and forth all the time, mm-hmm, pictures of something,
yep,
or just something as simple as that's really been a big addition. But we've done a lot of other things, too. You've started compiling. You've computerized a lot of your reports, and helps us keep track of cost on things. You might want to speak to that, as well as, I know, you know, in our snow removal and stuff, you've extended a hand, and you and dispatch have worked, and kind, yeah, of that coordination, how it's helped become more efficient. Might want to speak to some of those things.
Yeah, we like on our what we do on a daily basis. Like, take for instance, we gravel, grade, and rock a road. I make a report on the computer that shows how many hours we worked, how many each employee's name that worked on the project, how much rock we used, the cost of the rock. And then that's all totaled up, and it's put in each magistrate's file. And then I've got a file for them on the computer, too, that it's stored where we can, at any given time, if we have to go back and look at a situation, we can pull it up and say, right, here's what we spent and when we fixed it, you know, when the repair was done. And then, like snow removal, we've got routes, snow routes listed. Each driver's got a list, and it's got a log. And he, when they start on a road, they put down what time they started on that road. They plow through, salt it, and when they get done, they put down what time they got done with that road. And then that's also done at dispatch, too. And that way we can keep track of what roads have been done, what time they were done. And then if there's a question, you know, we can go back and look and say this is when it all took place. And it's helped a bunch.
Yeah, and ways it's helped, you know, that's what I said. It's really equated to doing a lot of things like we're talking about. Looking at a cost analysis on potentially paving a road. Like you said, those, yeah, reports, you start seeing how much gravel or how much, you know,
yes,
it starts to really make things play out on paper. Is this a,
yes,
you know, economically sound decision to go this way versus that way? And like you said, I think the reporting y'all started keeping on the salt routes, as a result of that, you this past couple winters, you've shifted some routes around to make sure they align better. So it's keeping those records has really, helped us, I think, better serve our people. And it gives you a lot better idea exactly what kind of tonnage of product you're using. Yep. And so naturally, when you get to budget, it's a lot more accurate.
Right. And we also do the same thing on our equipment. I've got service records on each vehicles or equipment. I've got service records, and I can look in there and see what we've done to this certain vehicle, how much we've spent, and then like a pickup truck or something. If it gets to where it's costing us excess amount of money, then we pretty well know it's time to send it on its way and replace it.
Those reports definitely help us in our management strategies, and they give us a lot more sound information to base decisions on. And like I said, when you're using taxpayer dollars, that's something we want to do wisely. So it definitely increases our ability to do a better job there. So like I said, that's something we've really took strides in is our record keeping, and you've really been a big part. And that's really give us, myself and the court, a better tool to be able to work with. And another thing you don't think about on a daily basis, but these reports, if we do have a natural disaster or something and federal or state funds are available to help offset that, I've been a part of some of those instances before, and going back and trying to extract that. Now having this much more accurate reporting, it's a lot simpler to go back and pull those versus trying to go back and extract time cards and rock tickets when it's all compiled there. Should we ever hit one of those events, it will be nothing in a day's time to be able to go ahead and have those records available.
Makes it so much simpler.
Accelerate, us getting reimbursed should we have another situation like that. So what's some other things, Gary, in your time? Like I said, we talked a little bit about what you've seen. What's some things you'd still like to accomplish or you're still working on to try to improve? Like I said, regardless of how good things are, we can always improve. And I know you got some ideas on how you'd like to further improve the road department.
Well, we're still, take for instance, like snow removal. We had one particular truck that the salt box on it was like a 6-foot box. My intentions, I'm hoping we can this year get another truck with a long box put on it, and gives you more capacity of salt where you can spend more time. The small box done okay, but you spend a lot of time running back and forth to the shop, reloading, and it cuts in on your time of cleaning roads. So that's one improvement I'm hoping for. And we're still looking to improve at the shop some, our maintenance and stuff like that.
Gary, one thing we've talked a lot about, some of our accomplishments, and we're very proud of those. We're very aware that there's still much we can do to improve and things we'd like to do, but I know myself and you are very, your staff is very open too. If people have suggestions on things they're seeing or things they think we could do better, we're very open. And like you said, the phone number you give, the 6450 number or my office, or if they see you out filling up with gas, something, I always feel that we're all very approachable and open. If it's criticism, we can take it. If it's a brag, absolutely, we can take that. And like I said, suggestions, we don't claim to have a monopoly on what best serves you. So we're here to serve you, and we want y'all's input. So feel free to approach myself or any of the road department with
absolutely. I mean, we ain't told,
And that's what I said. I think that's the most frustrating thing. A lot of times, I think our citizens take for granted that we might be aware of a situation. So we're very thankful when people call in because many times we're not aware of it till we get a call in.
That's
like
right.
I said, we have several hundred miles of road we work on. So we're not over them daily. So actually there could be a situation that's sitting there that we're unaware of. So we're very appreciative when people call and make us aware of those. But I guess kind of in closing out, Gary, I'd like to thank you and all your staff for the service you do, and just let you say whatever you'd like to go and closing out.
Well, I'd like to thank you and the physical court for all y'all have done for us at the road department, all the improvements we've made, and look forward to serving in the future.
Thank you for being with us, Gary. It's been great and been a good couple of days. I hope everybody will tune in tomorrow. We're going to be joined by County Attorney Robert King. Robert's going to give us some information on how his office works, the ins and outs of the County Attorney's office, and he's going to be talking a little bit about Casey's Law over the next couple of days, and That's been a really interesting, really hot topic. We've received a lot of feedback on since the Spark Committee was on. So we hope you'll join us and we can talk more about that over the next couple of days. Thanks, everybody, again.